All right, this is going out to all that have lost, and we have some people who have just lost some people that are very close to them, and this is going out to them this morning. The blues is killing me, and this is going out to you this morning for the McCann, for your sister, Miss Matthews, and also for Geraldine Hall, who passed away also this past week, and for all of those that have actually lost someone this past week. This is going out for you because we know your hearts are heavy right now, and we definitely don't want to send this out to you and for all of us that have lost someone.
Let me down. I'll play another one that my father did back in 1983. Hey, you ride along with Mr. Classic Baloo. Let's something call me Mel, y'all.
Keith Frank, Metro Swallow this morning. Good morning, Keith, wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing, if you're listening. Good morning to all of you. I want to say good morning to Donald and Charles this morning. Good morning to you guys. Miss you on the air. And hopefully you guys come back and do your thing as you've been doing for so many years. Just a great miss on Sunday morning. It's kind of like, what do we do now? All we do is drink a cup of coffee, and that's about it. We can't do anything else but drink the cup of coffee. We just don't have an opportunity to listen to you guys and inform the world of things that's going on around us. You used to give us a lot of education on that piece, but now we're not getting really that education anymore. And just hopefully somewhere, somehow, you guys get back on the air and start doing your thing all over again. Good morning to you, Corey.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Pretty good.
Good. I understand you're moving up into the world. Well, John, I don't know how long he's going to come visit. You know, just like when they get to be big timers, we are no longer needed in their lives.
Oh, no.
You know, but oh, we've heard that before. Oh, no, that'll never happen. So just don't say nothing. just move on. But let's talk a little bit about your life. What's happening? You got some interesting stuff going on.
Recently found out that the last CD we put out, which is entitled Nothing But the Best, is now nominated for a Grammy.
Okay, so how did all of that occur? How did that happen?
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
I know we submitted it, and I forgot I submitted it because okay. I really wasn't thinking about it. Just something said, just put it in, you never know. So I put it in and didn't think about it, and last week I found out that it went through.
Very good. So is there, do they send you something, send you a letter, or you just...
Email, yeah.
They send you an email, so if you wouldn't have checked your email, you wouldn't have known?
Correct.
Isn't that amazing? Okay, so now what's the next step?
Well, the next step is we're trying to get things together to go over there. So get some, get the expenses taken care of. So
right.
I'll probably be doing a few little fundraisers around the town. And once I get everything together, I'll come by and let you check it out. And
well, that's great.
Announce for it and stuff like that.
Yeah, we certainly want to congratulate you. That would give us you being nominated. We've had several nominees from the area. You know, we have several that have actually gotten it from the area, which is a beautiful thing for Louisiana. And I'd like to know just how many Grammys are in Louisiana. And then not only how many Grammys we have in Louisiana, but winners, but then how many nominated, how many people were actually nominated to get a Grammy. So I guess it would be rather interesting for Louisiana, you know, especially in the type of music that we're in. You know, to be nominated, to be able to hang with the big boys and stuff like that. Well, that's a beautiful thing, and that will happen in February?
Yeah, Mardi Gras weekend, February the 10th.
Really? Mardi Gras weekend. So I guess you're not going to play it all Mardi Gras because you'll probably be in L.A.
Yeah, we're going on that Friday.
Friday?
Coming back the Monday, and then we're playing Iota Mardi Gras Tuesday.
Things are going to be rolling. Yeah, y'all going to be rolling pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. Congratulations to you again. I know things just happen sometimes.
Yeah.
And good things happen to good people, you know, and I just want to congratulate you again, you know. That's a beautiful thing. And you're representing Louisiana.
I'm trying.
Yeah, y'all know you're doing good. You're doing good. All right, what you got for us? I know you got something you want to play. You playing anywhere? I mean, you know, we're a long way from February. Where are you at?
Well, we'll be at the Carrier Festival. On the 28th.
The 28th, that Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. I'm going to let Mr. John play a song right quick
because
I've been working with him on accordion.
Really?
He didn't want nobody to know because he's working on a solo project.
A solo project.
So
solo.
I just handed him the accordion, so I'm going to let him take over.
All right, go ahead, John. Let me see what you got, John.
All right.
John.
Now, really and truly, you know, you guys never thought that I had that kind of talent. And so,
you were right.
Just be aware that I will be on the scene pretty soon. And I'm going to get my band together.
Rolling.
Oh, we're going to be rolling.
That was about 10,000 notes right here.
Yes.
That's very good, John. You play about 10,000 notes in about a 2-minute period. That is, I mean, you know, that is awesome, John.
I'm a quick learner.
I tell you what, you can play that one. You can play any song. I mean, I'm telling you about 10,000 notes. I'm just trying to count them. Couldn't keep up with the count for 2 minutes, 10, man. 10,000 notes right there.
Well, that's how we do it.
Man,
that's
John,
how we roll around here.
Oh, Lord. I tell you what, it won't be no writing in school Monday.
ain't
going to be writing nothing.
Where are we doing that?
I don't know if you can drive home.
Now we're gonna turn it over to the true.
Let him do his stuff.
Now you're going to do his stuff. Okay.
All right. On you, Corey. Ha ha. only live, ladies and gentlemen, here at KRVS, here on the campus of UL of L, Lafayette, Louisiana, MCJB and Corey Ledet putting it to you this morning. Morning, Zydeco Webbers. Say good morning to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melanie, and Marley this morning. Good morning. And all my friends and relatives this morning, good morning to you. See why you're nominated.
Oh.
that is just amazing, you know, and I guess it comes from the heart. Can't help but come from the heart.
Yeah.
The heart, the feelings, and it just flows.
Oh, yeah.
And it flows.
Yeah.
And how long you been playing?
20 years now.
20 years? Yeah, okay. And me and John talking about starting? Yeah, okay. 20 years? No, they'd have to bury us without. I don't know if we'd even make it then. But that is incredible.
Also, I'd like to send some recognition to my special guest that was on the CD. They're also nominated, too.
Okay.
Which is Andre Theory.
Okay,
out
great.
Of California.
Right.
Anthony Doopsy and his brother Dwayne Doopsy.
Oh, you had some pushes.
Yeah.
You had some pushes. Well,
that's what
good.
We call Team Zydeco.
Team Zydeco. And I tell you what, it worked. I mean, that's a lot of talent you put together. I mean, if you had those years together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're looking over 100 years, probably.
Got to be.
You know, because as long as... Well, Andre been playing all his life. I believe Andre started playing about 3 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then Dwayne, ain't no telling how much you got. So you're looking at a lot of talent put together. And you guys, I mean, we can tell by the CD that you guys put out. It's a lot of talent that's in it.
And that was fun to do. And we wasn't even thinking about a Grammy when we was doing that. We just, you know, we all buddies.
Right.
And we just was like, you know, let's get together and. Just have something that we could have for each other. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, y'all did it. Y'all did it. Very good. 11:21 on a Saturday morning here in Louisiana, and it is probably about 60-some degrees out there right now. Probably beautiful weather. It's probably just a little cloudy, but that's just how it is with a 20% chance of rain.
I just wanted to let you know that, with listeners right now, I got my first offer for a gig. I just got a call. Just a few minutes ago, they're talking about. They said they want to get in touch with me, so I.
They want to book you.
They want to book me, and.
when is the? I want to know when the gig is.
Well, we haven't set a date yet.
Okay.
But we know the place that's going to take place.
Where?
And don't worry about it. We just,
I want to know the place.
Right now. And so we,
there are a lot of closed places right now.
So I'll let you know.
I don't want them booking my partner in a club that's closed. I want to make sure the club is still open.
But I just got a call from Kathy Richard.
Oh, Kathy want to book you?
Kathy said, no, it's, well, she, you know, she runs the Red Barn up there in Abbeville. And she said, I sound excellent. Probably want to book me.
Well, that's a very good thing. I think you ought to go and sure.
Kathy,
I think
you and I are going to have to talk about that.
Go audition, John. That would be even better. I want to go too. I will drive you, and I'm bringing my video because this will be worth recording. You know,
just like that pink bunny, him.
Like the pink bunny, that Joker there. I tell you what, that's a visual. That's a visual.
But ladies and gentlemen. Of course, Corey is the best teacher of all. And,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
He has had some wonderful students, I'm sure, and then they...
Yeah, how they doing? How's the students?
They're doing good. They all passed their final exams and everything.
So really? So now they're ready to to get their own band and move on in life. Now, let me ask you this. So now that they have learned how to play with you, when they start a band, and this is just an educational piece too, so when they want to do a band, are they going to be evaluating the people who's going to play with them? Do they have to know the other instruments?
They probably know a little bit about it. They probably know as far as the basics of it.
Right.
And they'll be able to tell them, okay, we're playing this song and it's in this key.
Okay.
And stuff like that. So they'll know a little bit.
Okay.
And also I'd like to invite anybody who's interested in learning how to play the accordion. Where I'm doing the next semester here at UL. And
okay.
It's not too late to sign up. I think the paper's over there somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's see. You can call UL at 337-482-6729. And they'll tell you exactly how to enroll for the next semester. And the class is Music 329, Beginner Button Accordion. So if you're interested, in the spring 2013, call UL and we'll hook you up.
When does it start?
It starts in January, I think on the 16th, I want to say.
January, what time?
The classes are 5 p.m. to 6:15 p.m. in Angel Hall, room 143, on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Monday and Wednesday, boy. It just don't match my time, John. Boy, a little bit more out of it than that.
So you can read, but no, let me ask you on the series. That's a week. It match my time. Yeah, Monday and Wednesday.
Yeah, but there's a difference, John, with matching time and matching wits. Huh?
That's why I'm such a great student.
You go learn, then you can teach me.
I've learned already, I know.
I know, but John, I mean, you learn quick. You're a quick learner.
Yeah.
And then when you get your band, MC can be your manager.
I'll manage the band. But they're going to have to, they're going to have to find their own way there. Because I don't know. I'm going to wait till y'all start. I'll wait till the music starts. I'll show up. I'll stay on the road with the engine running.
You have to be a student at UL. You have to be enrolled at UL as a regular student in order to be able to enroll in this course too. You just can't come up and walk off the street and say, "Well, I want to learn."
That's an interesting question, John.
You don't have to be a student.
Uh-huh.
You can be.
There are certain classes, John. You have to be a student, but this is not one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to get to the public.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You don't have to be a UL student.
You was going to enroll and be a student?
I was going back to school.
We're talking about taking some classes, not just going back.
No, I'm going to take some classes.
What you going to take?
I want to pursue business law.
Business law, that's what you want to pursue. Okay. It sounds like a good deal, John. You're going to need it.
I already have 15 hours, too.
15 hours to what, business law?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very good. I'm glad.
I'm trying to get my master's in business law.
Well, that's very good, John. You ought to have that another 2 years. Huh? I mean,
yeah,
you know, about 2 years to get it.
Years.
Oh, yeah.
You could do that.
Oh, yeah, he could do it.
Get my third degree, so hell, I might as well.
Oh, go for the gusto. All right. Anything else?
That's about it. No, I want to thank y'all for letting me come on.
Hey, man, just all we want you to do is just do like the rest. When you get to be a big timer, just don't come back. That's all we want.
Well,
I mean, he ain't going to come back, so I might as well invite him not to come back, John. I mean, all the rest, we've been inviting him to come back. They'd all come back, so let the big timers go.
You can name
a few that, you know, I'll be back, and I'm this, and, he used to cry in here, but, they cried. Nobody. We just can't get a group.
I can tell you what'll help bring me back.
What's that?
If y'all keep having breakfast like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be back.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
I like eggs and bacon.
Well, you might not be back too soon.
But it don't have to be breakfast. It could be lunch. It could be supper.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Let's see what we can play now. I don't know what I'm playing.
I got big dreams, you know. I want to go all over the world. You know, I want to do all kinds of stuff.
Leon Chambers.
I want you there with me. I want you right by my side, you know. Because I can have all that, you know, but if I don't have opportunity to share it with you, it's nothing. You're my everything. We'll be right back. everything. There are a lot of things that I want to achieve, but if I can't share it with you, then that is something that
KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Holiday celebrations are in full swing, and Louisianians never go to a party empty-handed. From an elegant pâté to a crowd-pleasing dough glacé, bring the gift they're sure to enjoy. Join me, Chef John Falls, and Nathan Richard, our butcher at Restaurant Revolution, as we discuss the art of charcuterie on Stirring It Up at 5 p.m. right here on KRVS, 88.7 FM Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Tune into The Flip Side for classic and contemporary funk, soul, R&B, and other things. Saturday evenings at 10 p.m. and rebroadcast Monday afternoons at 1. I'm your host, Andre Broussard, and I hope you'll join me. Once again, that's The Flip Side right here on KRVS.
Check a man. Steve and you're on the floor. They call me Jagga Jagga Man. They call me Jagga Jagga Man. They call me Jagga Jagga Man.
Allons à l'écoute ici, chef. I'm gonna take you old time with a new school flavor. New job. Attention, chef. Oh, yeah, baby. I'm gonna take you with me. Hey, toi. Can't forget the roots of Zydeco now. Do it! I went out Friday night. I went to the Zydeco. You know I had a ball talk. I didn't wanna come home. Now when I got back, Cartel was waiting in the kitchen. She tried to pass me some lickings. She tried to give me a whip. Say, don't you hit me, Cartel. You know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, Cartel. I can't take you no more. Don't hit me, Cartel. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Cartel. Old time. It's Saturday night, and I'm back at it again. I'm on the run, wanna have some fun. I met this girl, she was in the club. She looking so good, I think I fell in love. She put her face in my chest, I thought she was feeling it too. She said, I'm ducking my head, cause Cartel passing some licks at you. Say, don't you hit me, Cartel. You know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, Cartel. I can't take it no more. Don't hit me, Cartel. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Cartel. You know you make me feel sad. Yeah, Tula. Yeah, Cartel. Be Horace. Give me some. I'm gonna take you way back.
thank all of the people this morning, Zydeco Webbers and all our Zydeco friends out there in the world. Thank you for being with us this morning and all morning since 8 o'clock this morning. It's a great thing. Just want to give this information out. Lou Guru was the name of the artist that made Don't Kick My Dog or Quit Kicking My Dog. And if you would like to know, you want some information on where you could write, also to Sun Pie Music, and that's P.O. Box 13915, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70185. You know, you had asked for the information, so we're giving you what you asked for, even though we did not play the song. But anyway, it's a beautiful Saturday, and we'll be back again next Saturday, Christmas Saturday, holidays. Remember, things get real thick during the holidays. People get excited. People don't have patience. There's going to be road rage. There's going to be present rage. Everybody going to be fighting out there trying to buy a present. And once they get it, then they're going to have to pay for it. Then they're going to be mad because they got the bill to pay for it. You know, so just be aware, there is life after Christmas.
After Christmas?
There is life after Christmas. So
no doubt about it.
It's a beautiful time, a beautiful season. But please be careful out there on the highways and make sure that you're taking care of yourself. And if you drink, don't drive. And if you drive, don't drink. Get you somebody to help you, because we do not need any more sadness in this world today. We really need to start being. Right. This is a happy time. So let's be friendly with the people. If you're mad, you know what I say. If you're mad, stay home.
Stay home and
fuss at yourself. And if you got some people around you at your house, go in the backyard, stand in the farthest corner of the yard with your back turned to the house, and just stay there till you get happy.
Yeah.
They had some other things that they used to tell you when you're mad.
Yeah.
Scratch.
But also, too, if you get mad, go look in the mirror and fuss at yourself.
Oh, yeah, fuss at yourself.
And see how entertaining
absolutely.
That would be.
Do not destroy anybody else's happiness. Yeah, that is what I'm preaching. All right, John, we're about to get out of here.
We got to come to a close. Another beautiful Saturday on Zydeco Sun Pie LA, JB and MC, every Saturday morning. And we appreciate you allowing us to come into your home and see what you do here. And so,
we out.
Whatever you do,